This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
The censorship machine has already begun to presidential candidates in 2024. We're going to have a repeat of 2020 all over again. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here today. It is the 79th anniversary of D-Day. We'll talk about that later in the show. I've got some ideas and some things I want to share with you, including General Dwight Eisenhower's message to the troops before the storming of the beaches of Normandy. So we'll talk about that as well. But I love talking about censorship, and particularly I always tell you about the collusion that happens between big tech and the government and the corporate media all the time. Jed Rubenfeld is a professor at Yale Law School and a First Amendment lawyer. He has given legal advice to the campaigns of Mr. Ramaswamy and RFK Jr. in non-campaign related matters, and he joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Professor, thanks for making time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The big tech censorship machine is already running 2024. I mean, your piece today in the Wall Street Journal is excellent. It's also a big wake-up call. You say LinkedIn and Instagram have already suppressed both of those two candidates that I mentioned.
Yeah, pretty incredible. I mean, so Vivek Ramaswamy, who's, you know, candidate for president of the United States on the Republican side, tweeted out that LinkedIn had just, canceled his account, deplatformed him, and apparently for the offense of expressing his opinions about China and climate change. And then a week later, just a few days ago, Meta, you know, formerly called Facebook, slapped 180-day suspensions on the Instagram accounts of Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s campaign, members who were trying to set up Instagram accounts, even though they hadn't yet posted a single message or anything at all to those accounts. So that's censorship of political campaigns, which, you know, really should be beyond the pale.
Absolutely, they should be. And we've seen now censorship. I mean, we all lived through 2020, the Hunter Biden laptop story, and big tech and their collusion to censor that story. And I guess, you know, as I think about all this, I wonder why these big tech companies have not learned their lesson here. And as you write, this censorship should worry anyone who cares about democracy in America. It isn't only anti-democratic. It's a thumb on the scale that could easily tip a tightly contested election. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think that in part because of what happened in 2020. I mean, we'll never know for sure, but the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story by several different, you know, huge internet platforms, including Twitter and Facebook, might possibly have tipped the outcome of that election. And, you know, I think those firms did learn a lesson from it. Namely, they get away with it. A year later, the FEC, that's the Federal Election Commission, ruled that Twitter had not, you know, violated any rules by censoring that story. And the practical point there is that it took a year for the FEC to make a ruling. So they come out on, you know, Twitter's side. But the point is, that's way too slow to have any effect. We need We need laws and remedies that allow these candidates to take action in real time and, you know, get an injunction to stop these platforms from censoring them when it counts. That's what I was writing about.
And as you think about that, and I mean, you are an expert in the First Amendment, I'm sure somebody hearing that would think, well, but isn't it their First Amendment right to limit whatever speech they want on their platforms?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting, and that's a great point and a great question, Rich. So here's how it works. If the platforms are colluding with the government, with, say, the Biden administration or with any other agents or agencies of the government, that's a First Amendment violation. Then they're not private companies anymore. They're working in collusion with the government, and they are subject to the First Amendment. Now, if they are just acting privately, totally independently, then, you know, they are private companies, and they're not covered by the First Amendment. But here's what folks have to bear in mind and people forget. Telephone companies are private companies, too. But telephone companies cannot censor a political campaign. Telephone companies, Verizon, AT&T, they can't deny service to Bobby Kennedy's campaign or Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign. They can't discriminate against any users on the basis of political opinions that those phone companies don't like. People forget this. They think, oh, they're private companies. They can do anything they want. No, not necessarily. If you're a phone company, you're a common carrier, and you cannot legally discriminate against a political candidate or any speech on the basis of its opinion. And so what I was writing about in my piece is that we need a law that treats these platforms the same way we treat telephone networks. That's what's missing. We had laws. We still have laws that prevent telephone carriers from doing what these internet companies are doing. But internet platforms, they are also communications carriers. That's essentially what they are. They carry millions and millions of people's communications just the way telephone networks do. And, you know, they should we need a federal law that imposes the same restrictions on them, same no discrimination restrictions on them that we already impose on the telephone networks.
And of course, in my question, which you did an excellent job answering, the point of the government working with the Biden campaign, Matt Taibbi exposed all of that for us, how the Biden campaign was working with Twitter. And I would also argue that the FBI was also working with these social media companies. I mean, I think you had evidence here, clear evidence that the government itself, the Biden campaign and big tech were all in it together on this point of censoring speech from people. And there's no question in my mind that the FBI laid the groundwork for so much of what the media companies thought was going to be Russian propaganda when the Hunter Biden laptop story came out. Now, fast forward to where we are today, right now. What is the law and how does this apply to Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act? This idea of immunity. And you write that the mistake lies not in the immunity itself, but in giving the behemoth social media platforms the protections accorded to First Amendment speakers.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, this is a little complicated for your listeners. So, you know, let me try to spell it out. So, number one, if the government or when the government colludes with these internet platforms to suppress speech, Rich, that's just unconstitutional. And that famous Section 230, that does not apply. That doesn't kick in there. They have no protection under Section 230 if or when they're colluding with the FBI or with the administration to suppress political speech. That's just patently unconstitutional, and you can forget about Section 230. Now, Section 230 does kick in if and when they're acting on their own. So right now, you got a couple of states, Florida, Texas, that have passed laws saying that internet platforms can no longer discriminate on the basis of political opinion. I'm in favor of those laws. That's exactly the kind of law I'm saying the federal government needs to pass. Problem is, right now, those state laws, those might be trumped and preempted by Section 230, because Section 230 says you can't hold these platforms liable for anything they censor under some state law. So if state law does what Florida and Texas are trying to do, make these platforms liable when they censor folks based on their political opinions, Section 230 kicks in and says, sorry, those state laws don't apply. And at least that's what, you know, the internet platforms are arguing those cases. And we don't know how those cases are going to come out. That's why we need a federal law to do what Texas and Florida have already tried to do. If you can get that federal law, Section 230, amended to say, hey, no discrimination against political candidates or political opinions, then, you know, I'm fine with the Section 230 immunity. Section 230 immunity says you can't sue these platforms for, you know, libel or for what folks say on their platforms. And by the way, that's exactly what telephone networks have, that same immunity. You can't sue Verizon because somebody defamed you while talking on the phone on a Verizon network. And that's another way that these internet platforms are just like telephone networks. They get that same immunity. But the flip side, the price for that immunity should be that they don't get to discriminate and on the basis of political opinion. And that's what we need. It's a simple fix. Amend Section 230. Don't have to take away their immunity. That's, you know, very important to them. But you do have to impose a no discrimination provision on them so that they can't be in the business of telling us, you know, what political opinions we can utter or hear, you know, on the, you know, huge social media platforms that form so much of public discourse today.
And Professor, the last question I have is, as you're saying all this, I can hear in the back of my head somebody like an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez screaming about hate speech and how people under the guise of political opinions will use hate speech. And so so first of all, what's your point on that? And then I don't think that there's any validity to what she says here, but obviously that's what they're going to say if you impose something that says these companies cannot discriminate against political speech.
Well, you know, what folks have to remember is that what is called hate speech by a lot of people is just the expression of political opinions they don't like.
Right.
Hate speech is protected speech under the First Amendment. There's no category of hate speech that is suddenly not protected as free speech in our constitutional setup. That's just not a category. You got things like libel. You got things like incitement, perjury. Those are that's unprotected speech. But there's no such thing as hate speech. That's not an unprotected speech category. So, you know, people throw around this term hate speech like, oh, we all know you can't engage in hate speech. Well, actually, the First Amendment protects hate speech. So or what people are calling hate speech. So, you know, if they want to say that somebody's opinion about, you know, climate change or China is hate speech, well, you know, that's, they can say that, but they have a First Amendment right to express that opinion. They call it hate speech, but the person saying their opinions about China or climate change, that person has a total First Amendment right to express his opinion too. So if those opinions, you know, if platforms have to carry those opinions, and I think that they should have to, you know, I think you just have to let folks call it hate speech, but you can't be deterred by that.
Yeah, immediately in my mind, as you said that, I kept thinking about how tweets about the COVID lab leak theory were suppressed and labeled hate speech. And then also, of course, you get into the road of misinformation, and this is this claim is not backed up by blah, 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 which, of course, they did during COVID. They do about climate change as well. This would go a long way towards solving that. Professor Jed Rubenfeld, thank you so much for joining me today. Your piece is excellent. Your opinions are great. And I would love to have you back on the show again soon.
Thanks so much. Anytime.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. So as we continue on the show today, 855-839-1210, the question is, will Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States of America, will he indict former President Donald Trump? And remember, I told you years and years ago they were going to indict President Trump. And I remember a caller got mad at me for it. I said, don't get mad at me. It's my job to predict these things. It's not that I think he should get indicted. I don't. But that doesn't mean that they won't do it. In fact, if we've learned anything about this Department of Justice, this FBI, this particular attorney general, who's a political hack, it's exactly what they believe their function is nowadays, to engage in politics. 855-839-1210. So we'll talk about that as well. But listen, my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding have done so much for my home. When we first bought our house, the house we live in now, first thing it did, we needed a new roof. And I called Emmons and they came to the house. They gave me a free estimate. They did a great job. I have a lifetime warranty on my roof, which is amazing. And they did such a great job. I said, you know what? Let's also do doors and windows too. So they did. They replaced my doors, beautiful windows. They've done great work. Soon I'll have them do new siding for the house too. And my friends, Stephanie and Matt, the owners of Emmons Roofing and Siding, understand how tough times are today for a lot of people economically. So they're offering each and every one of my listeners 10% off plus 12 months, same as cash, to pay for it. That's right. It's an inflation relief discount. So you don't have to put off those badly needed repairs or a new roof or upgrades to your home. You can do it today with 10% off and 12 months to pay to give yourself that peace of mind. So if you're in the market for a new roof, roof repairs, siding or Anderson windows or doors, give Emmons a call today for a free estimate at 856-885-6677 or visit emmonsroofing.com. And take advantage of their inflation relief discount and 12-month financing. Emmons is the company that I use and trust, and they should be your company too. It's emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.